Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, hello. It's two broads
We are talking Bravo.
and some other random stuff too. But have you
Mostly
been,
other random
man?
stuff.
What's up?
What's up? What's new?
How's your weekend? Have you
I
been? Where have you
was
been,
like,
bitch?
I was like, wait, what did I do? No, we saw each other all weekend. It was
Yeah.
really nice. Like, I feel like we had a sick weekend.
It was really nice, except for our failed attempt at recording on Friday.
Oh, yeah, but now we have weekend stories to tell, you know?
Sure, yeah, it was so super exciting spending Friday night on YouTube watching tutorials on how to use a Tascam. For any of the folks who listen to us, if you're in the audio engineer realm, or if you're just a woman in STEM, or a man or whatever, if you're a person in STEM, can you DM us and help us? Because I'm
Please, for
tired
the
of
love of
watching YouTube
God.
tutorials full of pervs holding all this equipment.
I swear the amount of hours we have spent trying to perfect our setup, like, truly, I don't even want to think about it. It's worth it. Like, granted, we haven't perfected our in-person setup yet.
I love how we always come up to the same setup
Every
4 hours
time, we will spend
later.
hours every time. Yeah, should we just do what we usually do?
But on the bright side, Mon and I slayed at Assassin's Creed. That was fun.
Oh yeah, it was pure teamwork. It was a
Hell
team building
yeah.
exercise.
A team building exercise. It really was. Like, it was just too much fun. I hope I get to play a little bit later, but I feel like when I don't play with you, you're like my muse, you've got like all the good ideas. It's all about collaboration, you know?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's like, our communication, it's about observing and helping each other, and it's just a lot easier to like figure out what to do when you have another set of eyes on it.
This is a gaming podcast
Yeah, I hope that's chill.
But I was thinking of you because I made salmon for dinner and such a good freaking recipe. So easy, so delicious, and like decently healthy, I would think. Literally, just toss the salmon in the air fryer. I did not overcook it this time. Star Market finally had like the right cut. I think it's just like getting the right cut is like a game changer. Just, put a little bit of teriyaki sauce. Onion powder, garlic powder, like the usual seasonings that you like. Air fry it for like 10 minutes. And then I get this microwave rice thing that's like grains and quinoa mix, whatever. Literally saute it with sesame oil and garlic and a little bit of soy sauce. And then that's it. And then you just use like the spicy flybai jing chili crunch oil thingy. Holy canola. It was so good. It was so easy. And then I just made a side salad, which is like arugula in a bowl, and I put a little bit of wonton chips. But if you guys can eat nuts, I highly recommend just add like a little bit of nuts, a little bit more filling, and you get a nice crunch. But we should have made that instead.
That sounds amazing. Hey, like we'll just do it next time. It sounds really good. I love like a teriyaki salmon. Oh my gosh.
That's
Have you ever
bomb.
been to, oh, it's our favorite sushi place in Assembly. But you have been to it. You went
Fuji.
recently. Yes. They have,
Yeah.
because I don't really eat sushi, so I usually get their like teriyaki chicken or salmon. Unreal. Like it's so
Really?
simple and it's so good.
Dude, if you cook it right and you just use like good like ingredients, like oh my God, just freaking slaps. But honestly, if you get like the right cut, it makes a huge difference. Yeah. But
Yum.
shit. But I went to the Fuji in South End though, not the one in Assembly. So like technically, is it like different? Because
I
I
think
see a lot
they're.
of Fujis in a lot of places.
I think those ones at least are like affiliated.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mon and I watched Shrek 2 in theaters on Saturday. That was sick. That
Like,
was so much better
truly.
than I expected, even though I've seen that movie a million times. Every time I'm just like, Wow.
I know, like you just notice so much more about the story and the little details that they throw in, and the vibe in the theater was so good. Like,
was.
I don't know. I do rewatch a lot of things sometimes, but just seeing that in the theater, and it was just like so immersive, and it just, in a like the
Immersive.
Like, as you're not on your couch where you're like, oh, I can pause and go to the bathroom, like whatever. Like, no,
That's
you're
true.
in the
That's
theater.
true. Who's your favorite
It's just
character?
well, we made an observation when Shrek and Donkey are arguing in the little onion when they're going to Far, Far Away, that Jazz and I are Shrek and Donkey. But I think we have moods. Like, I don't think it's like full-time
Well,
Shrek, full-time Donkey.
No. You're not always mad at me.
You're not always annoying me. Very
Sometimes.
rarely.
I'm just growing
No.
up, you know? It depends. I gotta keep you on your toes, though, you know?
I know, and I love that. But I do love Donkey, but honestly, like Gingy just makes me giggle every time.
Really? He's your favorite?
Yeah. Wait, have you seen my Gingy magnet?
No, but I know you like found that Lush has a collab with Shrek, so you bought a bunch of Shrek soap.
I'm gonna get my Gingy magnet while you tell them about my Shrek soap.
Okay, so like for the folks on the phone, if you guys know what Lush is, it's like I don't know, like a Bath and Body Works kind of brand, and there's like this Shrek collab. So Mon got like, I don't know if she got like bath bombs or just like soap, because you don't take baths anymore, because you don't have a bathtub.
Well, I would like to, but yeah, I don't have a bathtub anymore. But I got a bath bomb and then like a bubble bath, basically. And I got Fiona. So the bath bomb looks like Donkey. No, looks like Gingy. The bubble bath looks like Donkey. And I got Fiona. What's it called? Body wash. Isn't this the
Yeah.
cutest thing you've ever? Hold on, the glare is so bad.
Wait,
Isn't
that's a
this the
magnet for your
cutest
fridge?
thing? Yeah, hold on, it's like
Wait,
seeing
yeah,
through
do
the
it like the
clarity.
influencer hand. Wait, what is the
Isn't
point
this
of
the
the
cutest
influencer
thing?
hand? I don't get it.
To help the camera, it doesn't really work here, but like to help the camera, like
Does it
focus. Actually,
actually? Does it actually? Oh my God. Wait, that made a world of a
focus
difference. My
in.
God, you're an influencer.
Shrek influencer, Shrekfluencer. I
Wait, that
would.
is so cute. Did you buy that or was that a gift?
It was a gift.
Wow, what a great
No,
gift.
I
Yes, it is
know.
very cute and looks like an actual cookie.
I know. Ugh,
Kind of
I
making me
just.
hungry. I'm
Shrek is
always
just so
hungry.
heartwarming.
He is indeed. I love when he becomes human.
Oh
Looks
yeah, you got a
hot.
big crush on him.
He does. Big glow
It's
up. If
true.
you ask me, they should have kept him that way. I don't know why they didn't.
At the end of the movie, like when he's like he asked Fiona if they want to stay as ogres, like, did you boo? And she said no.
In my head, I booed because I didn't want the whole Shrek fan cult coming after me. I
We would.
don't
You know we would.
know. Did you have fun with Michelle last night? Where'd you go for drinks?
We went to Stephanie's, the restaurant, not the person's house.
Ooh, on Newbury.
Yeah, so for the folks on the phone, my sister's volunteered at the Boston Marathon for like 11 years,
Oh
I
yeah, that
think.
was yesterday. She's volunteered for 11 years.
Yeah.
Every year she goes there.
Yeah,
To
since
like,
college.
whoa,
Yeah.
damn. Good for
'Cause
her.
like they need medical personnel, and she's like kind of worked her way up. So now she's in the medical tent at the finish line, which is really cool. You can see all like the finishers rather than like, mid,
Sure,
like
yeah.
someplace like on the route. She's at the end, so it's like the most poppin' spot. And then a bunch of her friends do it and stuff too. And they like always pre like post game, and it's just a ball. And I have never post gamed with her. Actually, Once briefly, but like this was like very fun. Like just the vibes in the city are
Yeah.
so fun for the marathon. Have you ever watched it?
No, I
Oh
haven't.
my gosh. Ever like on TV or in person or anything?
No, I don't want anyone to come at me for saying this, but like, I just don't. Like, why would I watch it? Obviously, unless like I had like family or friends in it, then that's like a different story. But like,
Yeah.
I have to really like you though to go and watch it. I'm just
Well,
kidding. I do know someone in it, and her name's Allison, and she probably listens to this podcast. So if you listen to this episode, Allison, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. I'm sorry I didn't
but
come
she
watch
doesn't like
you.
you enough to come watch you.
No, I always have to work. Like, I never get the day off. So it's like, why would
Yeah.
I take the day off when, like, and then the whole, like, yeah, like, I don't want to, like, watch it alone, too. It's not like a big group of us go, and it's a whole thing.
That's true. Yeah. I guess it is much nicer like when you have it off. Or like sometimes I remember in college, I don't think we had it off, but I think maybe I like either skip I think I skipped a Monday classes 1 year, and BC, like Boston College, is on the route. So they have like huge
Yeah.
bangers. And so I think it was like probably my senior year. Went to go watch the marathon at BC with my cousin and all of her friends, and got there super early, and it was just like
Wow.
it's all about the vibes, man. It's just everyone is
You
so
gotta have a squad. You gotta have a plan. You gotta have a whole thing, you know?
yeah, I would say like you don't want to just go there and stand by yourself. I mean, you would still really like I think anyone would enjoy watching it for a few minutes, but if you like have a whole squad, it's definitely like you can make a whole fun day of it. And just like the people,
Yeah.
like I don't know, you know me, like I'm the most sensitive person. I cry more than babies. Like I was standing when I was waiting for Michelle to finish up yesterday in the med tent, I was standing at the finish line and I was literally just like crying, just crying, just crying,
Why?
because it's so amazing. Like no, I'm not gonna cry again.
Wait, what? This makes you emotional?
Yes.
Are you, what is happening? I'm so confused right now. If you
I
can't
literally
see,
was
she's
I
crying
was
again.
Wait,
She's crying again.
I think this is the first time
Oh
I'm
my
crying on the pod.
God.
I
Don't
was literally
cry.
at the finish line watching Zachariah Porter videos, and like I was like lolling at that and then watching, and I'd like look up and start crying and then lolling because I just like could not do it. Like I had to, and I was just like, it's just so amazing. Like they train so
How,
hard.
I mean, how much are they running? Like how long are they running for?
26.2 miles.
I don't know what that means. How long will that take?
I mean, the fastest world record breakers are like a like he the men's runner ran it in like a little over like 2 hours and 5 minutes. But okay, think about how
Wow.
fast you can run a mile, like the fastest pace you could ever run a mile.
Okay.
For me, like honestly, 10 minutes, like, like nothing at all competitive. But if I had to run a mile right now, it would probably be 10 minutes, maybe.
You can run straight for 10 minutes.
No, not, no. I don't anymore. But I think like previously when
I
I
can't
was
even do
running,
that.
think of, okay, so say a 10-minute mile, which is like not fast. It's times
This is way too
26.
much math. Okay,
No, I'm
on
doing it on my calculator. I'm doing it on my calculator. I'm doing it on
I
my
don't want to keep
calculator.
up with this. What if, okay, just let's answer this
No,
question.
but
And
think of,
no, listen,
no.
hear me out. Hear me out. An average person, like a normal human being who trains for this marathon, on average, how long does it take them? Not a world record breaker. Like, are they running for 10 hours?
No.
Okay, so how long are they running for?
Like, I don't know.
Like
Let me
4 hours?
look it up. Me, it was saying, like, if I was running my fastest mile, which is like 10 minutes, maybe, we'll say, if I was running my fastest mile for the whole time, which obviously, clearly, you can't run as fast as possible the whole time, like, at least I can't, it would take, like, basically 4 or 4.5 hours of running as fast as you possibly can. for 4.5
So an
hours.
average person is probably running for 10 hours.
No. They're probably doing like 4.5, four. Like, I don't train. People probably do it in like three.
So they aren't taking any breaks?
No! They're running the whole time for 26. Do you need kilometers? Do you need
Why
me to
are people doing
convert
this? Why are they willingly
it?
doing this? I don't understand. I don't think
It's
me and
42
marathons will ever see
kilometers.
eye to eye.
42 kilometers.
Bullshit. See, I don't get miles.
Yeah.
Kilometers. Now you're speaking my language. Okay,
Have you ever
see.
run a 5K?
No, but I have walked, well, hiked a 50 km.
Oh.
50 kilometers. Yeah, we did it for charity. And then I ended up on crutches after. I'm like,
Oh.
not even kidding. Well, dude,
Wow.
it's like a freaking 6-hour hike. Like, I don't think I trained for it. And I like pulled a muscle, I think. I don't know. It was like back then. It was kind of funny. It was horrible. It was
Well, I'm
like
glad to see
nightmare.
you recovered. But imagine that, but you're running.
No, I
And
can't.
the
I
Boston Marathon
can't
is like
imagine
a
that.
hilly course too. Like, you know, all those hills and like Newton and Chestnut Hill. It's hills. You're running
Don't
up the
understand
hill. Like,
why people would ever do this.
I know, me either. I
I
mean, I
mean,
wouldn't
good
do
for
it,
them,
but
but why are you crying?
because
They
they
chose
train,
this life.
I know, but they train so hard.
But they
And I
chose to
was
be
at the
there
end. I know.
willingly.
And I was at the end where they're all like so hyped that they're finishing. And everyone around them at the finish line is so hyped. Like the people watching are so hyped, even though it's like the complete end of the day and they've been there all day and they're tired. Everyone's just cheering each other on. I don't want to cry again, but it's really cool.
Oh
Trust me.
my God. Should we move
I'm
on to
not
a different
emotionally stable
topic?
enough.
I mean, clearly, like.
Anyways, if you know, you know. Boston Marathon, very fun. Honestly, I think it would be cool if we got a group together to like skip work and take work off and like watch it and hang out and like, because it is a really cool thing. But I guess also
Yeah.
like I grew up here, so we like we grew up every year, you know, watching it on TV and getting hyped for it and stuff. But we don't
It's
have to talk
true.
about it anymore.
I know, clearly very sensitive. Should we move on to Bravo? Watched a lot of TV this week.
There's a lot of TV going on. How are you handling keeping up?
You know, it's a lot. But it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. I mean, I'm caught up with Survivor, super good. Caught up with Deal No Deal. I'm so bummed Alyssa went home. I really liked her and I loved her
Oh
alliance with
no.
Aaron. So that was really sad to see her go. And poor Aaron had a mental B. And he was like, I can't do this anymore. Did your mic break?
It disconnected.
Oh my God, it did disconnect. Should I tell the folks on the phone a fun little story?
Please.
So Monica's mic disconnected again. She cried twice on the pod if you didn't get to see it.
You're just telling them a story
wait.
about what they literally just witnessed?
I feel like, okay, I don't have any dad jokes. Damn it, Cam is like so good at sending me dad jokes, and he told me a really good one this time. Okay, here's a dad joke. In Hawaii, you're not allowed to laugh loudly. You can only do aloha.
Oh,
Did you like that
nice. That one's a
one?
thinker.
There was another dad joke he told me, but I can't remember. Shit. But anyways, she's back. Welcome back. Wait, I can't hear you right now. Okay, let me see if I can come up with another joke. We're gonna lose subscribers to this. Actually, you know what? I have a fun discussion topic. So for the folks on the phone, Monica's still connecting her mic. I listen, as you probably know by now, Mon and I listen to our favorite podcast called Giggly Squad. And, Paige and Hannah from Summer House love them. And, anyways, I just thought it was so funny in their most
Interesting.
recent episode. They were like, if you were to be stranded on an island, okay, and you're a girl, would you want to be stranded with a man or with a bear? And
Yeah.
all of them responded bear. What's your, now that you're back, Mont, what was your response?
I literally just listened to that today. Then I started binging Giggly Squad because I was like, oh my gosh,
Dude,
they're
I
so
listen
good.
to
And
all
like,
the episodes like all the
yeah, it's they're so
time.
entertaining.
So what's your answer?
I was also thinking bear. Like my immediate reaction was like, oh, bear, because like you don't know what kind of a man is hunting you. Like there was a book that we read in high school called The Most Dangerous Game, and it's literally like people hunting people. And I was like, people are smarter than a bear, and like although you could try to convince them to not hunt you, but then like it's probably not gonna work, they're not gonna listen to you or wanna kill you, they're gonna kill you. But a bear, you can hide, you can seek shelter, you can befriend them, Snow White them. No, Snow White? Which
What
one's
does that
the one with the
mean?
animals?
I don't know. I haven't really read up on my princess fairy tale selection in a while.
Were you thinking
Snow White's
bear
the one with the
too?
dwarfs. Maybe it is Snow White. I don't know. But so yeah. My first immediate reaction was bear, like instantly. But then I like, which is like so crazy to think, like. We even had this discussion. I think it was like you, me, and our other friend, where it's like, what is a woman's like biggest fear? And if you ask a bunch of women, which I actually did, and they all had the same response, and not knowing that they all said the same thing, and they said we're afraid of being kidnapped. Like, and it's just like so scary that like women are so afraid of like being attacked by a male man, like
Is it
subconsciously
bad that
at least.
I'm not really afraid of getting kidnapped?
No, that's cool. That just means you're brave.
No, I think that I think because like growing up I took karate and now
Oh,
like
yeah.
I
So
take
now you're
boxing.
so confident that you won't be
No,
kidnapped.
not at all. I mean, I also like I feel like kidnapping doesn't really happen. Like attacked in general, like I feel like I don't know. I have some moments when I'm hitting the bag. I'm like, if that hits someone's head, they're
Whoa.
done. Like they're not done. They're not dead. But like I'm
Yeah, but
running
you
away.
do
Like they're
realize like actually punching someone is so much harder than like what we do in boxing. Like we have gloves in boxing, we're just hitting a bag. Like you break your hand by punching someone
Oh,
in the face.
totally. Yeah. But if it's an adrenaline situation where I'm hitting him in the head or I'm in danger, I'm hitting him in the head, and my hand's broken and I'm running away, but I'm
Actually, though, you shouldn't
safe.
hit it in the head. You should always kick them in the balls first and then the head after.
That's true. Yeah. Also, like it's the era of like the Stanley Cups and the whatever's the metal water bottles. I always have my emotional support
Oh.
water bottle. I also feel
Yeah, me
safe with this
too. That's a
thing.
good one. Knock
Freaking
them dead.
bat. You know what I mean? Like this is an
Dude, you're
aluminum bat.
prepared. Wow.
I'm
You.
saying.
I'm not. I always try to. Win them with my charm.
I'm not.
I don't consider myself like actually physically capable. Like no matter how scary you've ever seen me drunk, I physically would never like get there to like I'm not I don't know, my body just like I would just want to like be their friend, or just kind of be like, "Hey, want to hear a dad joke?" And then I get like super annoying that they actually just like leave me alone. Like you know what I envision? So I love those Insta reels and TikToks where women are like, how to not get kidnapped. And then they just like walk with like limp or like walk like gremlins. Those are freaking
Yeah.
hilarious.
I mean, it's easy. Just do that all the time, anywhere you go in
No one's
public,
gonna
and you'll be
bother
safe.
you.
No,
Yeah.
you're gonna have a 20-foot radius around you at all times.
Oh my gosh. But
Well, like
yeah, I going back to the would you be scared of a bear or man? At first, yeah, I thought bear. I want to be with a bear. and not man, because yeah, the first thing that I think
You
of is.
that you want to be hunted by a bear, not a man.
So, well, technically, the question is if they're hunting you. The question is if you're stranded on an island, would you rather be with a bear, or wasn't that the question?
No, I think it was if you had to be hunted by one. Yeah, you don't
Oh.
really like pay attention that often to Giggly
No,
Squad.
not really. Oh, well, yeah, I picked the bear 100% then.
Yeah.
The man is way scarier. The hell with that? How am I gonna convince him to be my friend? Like, he already has the mindset that he wants to kill me.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and he
I'm all
has
set.
weapons, you know. Yeah.
I picked the bear, and I'm with Hannah when she said, "What if the bear is so adorable? Like, you just, I mean, they're cute and cuddly from afar. You know, I've
Yeah.
seen videos of them trying to get on a swing. You know, the bears just want to have
They're
fun."
so cute. I feel like
Like.
bear is my spirit animal, so I
Oh
also
yeah,
like
you're definitely a
I'd
bear,
be like,
100%.
wow, this is cool, you know, I'm getting hunted by my spirit animal, and maybe our spirits will connect and I'll be safe, you know, you never
What
know.
kind of bear is your spirit animal?
I don't
So many types
have
of
a
bears.
I know, I don't really have a preference.
Interesting.
What's your
Is
spirit
it?
animal?
I don't know. Steph still calls me baby elephant. Do you have any? I don't really think I feel like I'm an animal. Like
You think you're a rock?
No, that's not what I meant. I don't know what animal I relate to. What's an animal with like multi-personality disorder that's like super chaotic and like really funny and then like has anxiety but like is also like super chill, you know? That would be
You're kind of
me.
describing a cat.
That's so offensive. I
I
am not
know,
a
that's why I made
cat.
that
Fuck
face. I know, but
that.
what you're saying is
Okay,
kind
cat,
of
first of
describing
all, I'm the
a
opposite of
cat.
cat. I'm the most social person ever.
I know, but you
Cats
didn't
aren't
name
social.
social as one of your defining
Well, I thought
characteristics.
you would just have known that.
But just from what the description you were saying, I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of a cat, like multiple personalities, like a little bit of anxiety.
I'm not a cat.
I know, but I'm just saying, don't give
I feel
people
like I'm the
have.
least cat. Paige is a cat.
Yeah.
She like I don't even like to be alone. Like I always want like social attention and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And
Well,
I have
we'll workshop it.
ADD. Yeah, well, we can circle back. We can circle
We can
back.
take a BuzzFeed test and get back to you people.
Wait, that was so funny last time we were recording, and I was like, "So, what Harry Potter house would you be on?" And your first answer is like, "Well, I haven't taken a BuzzFeed test." Like,
They know everything.
all right, we're back to recording.
So, tell them what we just did on our little
So,
break.
on our little break, we took a BuzzFeed quiz to see what our spirit animal is. But I literally am dying right now because I wish I almost like said it out loud. But before, when you were like, yeah, I'm a bear, a part of me was thinking that you could be a sloth, but I kept it in my head. And guess what Monica's result
But
was?
like that is so offensive because I am like so like
You're
I'm an
offended? You're offended? Look what
You
mine
got a
is.
cat? I told you. No,
I
freaking
am
wait.
so offended.
Jazz got
Well,
kitten
okay.
and I got sloth.
But that's why I wish I said it out loud and to keep it in my head, because it's actually so
Oh.
funny how I think you're a fucking sloth and you think I'm a fucking cat. And this is what this fucking BuzzFeed quiz said.
Wait, read the
Well,
description
technically,
for it.
okay, technically it's a kitten. They're different than a cat. Okay, it could be
Sure,
Puss in
sure.
Boots. It says people love to be around you, and who wouldn't? You light up the room unless there's that one person who is allergic to your charm. But hey, they are for the dogs, right? No, not right. I don't like cats. Okay, what does yours say?
Pretty good description, though.
That's true. It is.
You're cool as a cucumber and you love to go with the flow. Your favorite
That's so
activities include
true.
eating, sleeping, and eating again. Your rap
Oh
name is
my
Naps
God.
a lot. I don't nap that much though.
Bro,
I
this
like
BuzzFeed quiz. Okay, who needs fortune tellers nowadays? Go on BuzzFeed, guys. This is so okay. The description's accurate for both of us.
It's true, except I don't nap that much. I'm a very energetic person that does a lot of stuff. I'm not Paige
Says the
DeSorbo,
woman who
okay?
falls asleep every single night, almost every night,
Oh,
on her
every single night
couch.
I fall asleep. Oh, that's crazy. People
Okay.
sleep at nighttime. That's just absurd.
It's
People
not that
sleep
you.
after a full day of working and commuting and cooking and gymming. That's crazy. I must be lazy.
Okay, when you put it that way,
Yeah.
you're not like Paige or Hannah who always want to take naps and shit. Like, you're not that
No.
extreme.
No, they
But it
hate
is
doing anything.
funny because I majority see you sleeping. So, because you always fall asleep.
I fall asleep at nighttime when people go to sleep. I think that's normal.
Okay, you've plead your case.
I love that we both called it. Even though you called
Oh
it in your
my
head, which still
God. I
counts.
really did. I
That's
literally sat here being like, what if she's a sloth? And then you said bear. And I was like, okay, yeah. That's more accurate.
I think so too.
Should we
You're
take
still
another
king.
BuzzFeed quiz? Do you have another one?
They have literally probably millions at this point. Like, they have
Oh
so many quizzes. Those were honestly, did you ever do those in like, I don't know, what was the peak for that? Probably high school.
yeah,
Oh.
totally. Let's go through the list though, because this is fun. What indulgent food did you pick?
Pizza.
Me too. For the options, there was pizza, salad. Whoever the hell would pick a salad if you're indulging?
Ew.
Burgers, sushi, candy, something new and awesome. Those are the options. I feel like pizza was the most obvious answer, but what movie did you pick?
I said I
Movie
can't
genre.
decide.
I had a feeling, and I almost clicked that button, but lately I've been pretty good. I picked action, adventure, mystery, fun.
What I figured you'd pick.
Yeah, because I love murder mysteries, and lately I've been watching a bunch of like action fun movies, so. This one was funny. What type of art did you pick?
I said anything that you can, like when you wander around the museum, like adventure around the museum.
Nice. What
What
did
did
you
you
think I
pick?
picked? What did you
Hold on, let me pull up the list because I don't remember off the top of my head. losing my voice, my craft. I
Oh
won't be able to do my
no.
craft.
Can't lose your
You
voice
picked,
yet.
oh, did you pick finger
No.
painting? Whatever is in front of me.
Yeah. When you're back in high school, what was your clique?
The options were brainiacs, band kids, didn't need one. I get along with everyone. My friends, question mark, labels are silly, or the popular kids, I guess. And I picked brainiacs just because I was just like in
What?
the smart class. Well, because I was in the smart classes and I was just hanging out with the kids in smart classes. So I guess
You're
like
smart.
brainiacs.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You are very smart. You went to Bentley. You're
I
smarter
graduated
than
fifth in
me.
my high school class.
Huh?
I
What'd you
graduated
say?
fifth in my high school class.
Did you really? Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I don't want to brag. I'm not a
Wait,
braggy person.
bro, you're a freaking nerd?
Not really, though. I was just
That's
like,
so impressive. I'm pretty sure I graduated
thank you.
like 80th in my class.
Well, how big was your
I'm
high
just
school
kidding, I don't know.
class?
100.
Oh, okay.
How many people do you
I
have?
think we had like 130.
Oh, okay. We might have been
So, like,
120,
nothing.
100-ish, but yeah, same.
Yeah.
Dude, fifth, that is so impressive. Holy shit. You know who
That's
graduated fifth in my high school? The nerds, the legitimate nerds. Like, I'm not even kidding. No white person was in that category. Like, I'm so serious. Okay, and for some context for the folks on the phone, I grew up in Hong Kong. I went to a British school, but the people I went to school with were like just a variety of races. Like, You know, there was like the Chinese people, the Western people, Indian people, like literally variety of ethnicities. It was really cool. But yeah, but in all seriousness, like the genuine Asian nerds graduated top in the class. So, wow. That's impressive. I feel like I don't even know
Thank you.
you.
You know me. You knew that I was a sloth. What did you pick? I get along with everyone.
Obviously.
Of
Because
course, of
it was
course.
true. I mean, I had like, I would say like in high school, I kind of did have a clique. I wasn't like the popular kid, but maybe like the second tier of that. But then it was also like the group who genuinely got along with everybody, including, and like I was one of the main ones that was just friends with everybody. So,
Course, you do get along with everyone. You get along with all of your Uber
yeah.
drivers, anyone you sit next to at a
I
bar, the bartender.
know. My favorite is making friends at an airport when I'm traveling by myself. Because one time I made like a
Love
whole group of
that.
friends that there was like literally it was like three random people. We didn't know each other and we all sat down at this wine bar and just like chit-chat and had ourselves a time. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, I can't
Well,
believe you're so smart. Like, whoa.
If you want on Thursday when we fly out, we don't have to like pretend like we can pretend to not know each other, and you can just like go meet people at the wine bar. Oh, I know what wine bar you're talking about. That is a fun bar.
Which one? What were you gonna say?
There's like I think there's only one wine bar, Logan.
The Vino Barta, whatever.
It's like really
Vino
low
Volo.
down, isn't it?
I don't. There's only one bar in the airport.
No, one wine bar.
There's only one wine bar at the airport. Their
Well,
food
we gotta hit
selection
it on
is
Thursday.
shit. I mean, it's so minimal, but like you're there for the vibes, you know? You're there for the wine. And as we discussed in our last few episodes, wine at the airport slaps. Just like a drink at the airport slaps.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. All
All
right, do
right,
you
next
believe in
BuzzFeed
true
question.
love?
The possible answers are: it's out there and I'm looking for it constantly. Love is a battlefield. Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. No, only in my dreams, or yes, because I've seen it. This is a stupid question.
It's very
It
cringy. And yes, it's what
is.
did you pick?
I said yes because I've seen it.
Yeah, me too.
You like that? Oh, we're so sappy.
It's the only one that made sense.
We're talking about each other.
Which one of these is your favorite song?
Which is also another stupid question because they're basically asking what's your favorite day of the week,
Yeah,
but
and
they're being like too creative with
I also didn't like any of these songs because these are real
it.
songs. What did
Yeah.
you pick?
Well, I pick my favorite day of the week. Well, I've been told that my spirit day of the week is Sunday, so I said Lazy Sunday, and I actually do know that song.
Ooh, see, that's probably where the sloth kind of kicked in.
I know. I guess I'm just really chill. I don't know.
I picked Friday because all I could think about was Rebecca Black.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know the other songs. I mean, I do, but like, should have picked Saturday now that I think about
Wednesday.
it.
I don't know the Wednesday.
What if I retake this quiz? Would I come up with something
No,
different?
no, no,
Well, that was a really good quiz.
no. That was so fun. We should definitely do some more of those, but
Okay,
we.
so I redid the whole quiz. I picked all the same answers, except I picked my favorite song was Saturday Night Fever instead of Friday. And now I'm a Shiba Inu. And then the description says, "You're
Wow.
very curious about the way things work, but that doesn't mean you don't have a smile on everywhere you go. You're friendly, loyal, and you have a certain fondness for misspellings." I swear to God,
It
whoever
says
writes it,
misspellings.
misspellings.
You have a
Yeah,
what?
this is
How wait,
me.
how is actually hold on. How is BuzzFeed so accurate? I told
You
you
know what?
they're spot on.
They're spying on us. They are reading everything we have to. I mean, dude, you folks on the phone, you read a conversation between Monica and I would say about 50% of the time, it's either Monica yelling at me for being annoying or sending voice notes that are way too long or for spelling something incorrectly. Or we're venting, and then the other 50% is just like nice, chill things. You know this is true.
A little harsh, but
What do
maybe it's a harsh reality.
you mean? Go read through a text message and find see if I'm wrong.
Oh
No, I'm just kidding. You're
wow, that's
nice to
actually
me.
wonderful.
That was hilarious, though.
Oh my gosh, what a TBT. Love a
Well,
BuzzFeed
great idea for taking
quiz.
a BuzzFeed quiz. I feel like they should sponsor us. Should we dive into Bravo?
I think we should.
Like,
Now that
if
we have
we.
like 15 minutes left, we should definitely talk about Bravo.
Okay, let's talk about Vanderpump Villa really quickly. I have one question
Please.
and then I'm
Yeah.
good for the rest of the episode. Do you think Lisa was fair to praise Eric and Marciano for basically having a great time with the guests and like on the backside, Eric and Marciano, for context, got hammered, had a really good time with the guest. It really did look really fun, but Lisa doesn't know how hammered they got. She just knows that the guests really love them. But they were drinking the entire time during their shift. And Eric's supposed to be a manager and lead by example. But yet, previously, Telly got in so much trouble for drinking on the job. And she actually was also one of the guest favorites, too, actually, at the end of that trip. But yet, Lisa yelled at Telly and praised Eric. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, it's like, if especially when you put it like that, it's definitely not fair. I think the thing that we have to like, I don't know, I've been like rewiring my brain while watching it because it is like a combination of Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck, and like Below Deck, obviously drinking while you're working is like an absolute no-no, like instant fireable offense. This is not that case. Like, this is literally, you want the guests to have fun like Below Deck, but you can be like as interactive as you want them to be, as they want you to be, and like you have to have a good time with them. And Lisa, A, she cares about the guests being happy, and B, she cares about good TV. She wants it to be entertaining. And C, she's also not watching them. You know, she literally
Yeah,
is
that's
like,
true.
oh, they left a good comments about you guys. That's good. Like, I don't think she knew that they were drinking, and especially when you put it like,
So
put them
why'd she
side by
yell
side.
at Telly then?
Because she knew she was drinking and that like she lied about it and stuff like that. But I'm not like defending Lisa at all. Like, I'm just
No,
trying
you
to
make
say
a
like,
really good point. I
so do
guess
you.
no, but what you're saying makes actual sense though. 'Cause like at the end of the day, like I guess it's just tough because Eric's a manager, so it's almost like contradicting, where it's like maybe if he wasn't a manager, then yeah, definitely. I think your case is stronger than my case in what you just said.
I totally thought as a manager he would be way more responsible than he is, and he's like a screw you, like you gotta listen to me. If you don't respect me, I don't care. You just have to listen to me. And he's just
Oh, he's
like,
so annoying. He's so full of himself. Like, that's what makes him irritating. And now Marciano is irritating because he's acting like I hated when he started getting angry at the chef. Sorry, not angry at the chef, when he shat on the chef. And he was like, the chef should do more. And it's like,
Like, what
there's
are you doing, Marciano? You are not, compared to the chef, you were doing jack shit. You were literally getting drunk and having fun. How dare you compare what the chef is doing to what you
Yeah,
are doing? You
who's
are
doing
literally a
like
jester.
high end, fancy, curated French dining that's probably so expensive and has to have like the highest of certifications and years of profession to do? Like, I'm like, dude, shut the fuck. It kind of looks like he's gonna get fired though, and that kind of got me a little excited.
I mean, he like from
He's kind of like a
episode
Jax.
one, honestly, I feel like he's even worse than Jax. Like,
Actually, yeah, I'll give you that. 'Cause like at least Jax was like
Jax is funny and
I don't know.
entertaining. Marciano is
True.
just like a jackass. He has no redeeming qualities about him. You know,
Bingo.
there's nothing
Yeah.
about him where you're like, oh, like he's so stupid, but at least he's funny. Like, that's Jax. Like,
I love that. No, I agree with you. Do you have any other thoughts or
Do you have any people that you like on this show more now?
Oh, I'm really liking Vanderpump Villa so far. Like, I definitely think I'm enjoying it more. I don't know what makes me enjoy it more. Maybe not binging it, I guess, 'cause like when they released like three episodes at once, I binged all of it at once, and then I think for me I just kind of got like, "Oh, it's the same thing every single time." And I just watched like 3 hours of the same thing. Whereas like now I just watched the one episode because they released episode 4 and I was like, oh my god, this is so good. So yeah, I don't know, but it's getting really good. I love the drama, and I also like the guest this time. They did show a little bit more of the guest this time in their drama, which is kind of funny.
Gosh, yeah.
But yeah,
So
it's good
crazy. And
stuff, man.
I'm glad you're liking it more, and I wanted to tell you
Yeah,
that
it's
I'm
good.
liking the
The
Valley
Valley
more.
more. Dude, this last episode was good.
So I think we talked about a little bit off the pod. I know I shouldn't, no more Bravo discussions off the pod. I'm just kidding. I'll say it briefly again, but like the whole, like, I don't know. It happened a lot with me too with Salt Lake in the earlier seasons of like, there's like stupid drama that spans multiple episodes, and like by the third episode when they're talking about it, I'm like, I just can't even keep up. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Granted, I did fall asleep a couple times, so I think that also contributed to it. But there was like once like that whole like thing between Kristen, I mean, I guess all the dramas with Kristen, but the whole like thing about the racist Republican, whatever, that whole drama that I could not like follow, and also I fell asleep. And then once that like just ended, and then they found new storylines, and
Yeah.
like I was enjoying it more. Like, it's just, I don't know, it was easier to follow. Like, when it's hard to follow, it's, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
No, I know, that's fair. I just like think the whole thing's just so comical because it's like Dodie just, digging her own grave again and like burning it up in flames, and just like watching that is just so funny. Because, and I think I find it particularly funnier because we've seen her past and she's like just such a character. Like, I don't know if she's telling the truth or not. I really have no idea if what she's truly saying was, "Zach told me this and I regurgitated this," or if Janet, suppose the pregnant one supposedly was like who really said, like, what's that girl? I don't even remember anyone's names
I
anymore.
know, me either. That's why I was like, Kristen and the drama. I really, truly
Basically,
don't.
long story short, I don't even actually know if Kristen's telling the truth or not, or if someone else is like being a sly puppet, who's like a sly, silent puppet. But regardless, I'm so fucking here for it. Like, I just think it's so funny, and I I love it.
It's so wild seeing Kristen and Jax on TV. Like, it's so. And honestly, neither of them have changed a lick. Like, they truly are just the same.
Also, what is it with all these couples and their sex life just dying? Like, when Brittany and Jack said they had sex twice a year, I was like, dude, you're not even that old. You have one kid. No wonder why Jax is going off cheating.
Well,
Like, which, to no
yeah.
fault at Brittany. I mean, I understand why Brittany is. It's the same thing with Ariana. Literally, Brittany was like, "I wish Jax were more romantic to me. I wish Jax would actually put in a little bit of effort." Why don't men understand that women need, I don't know, love and affection from their partner to give it back? Like, why is this such a foreign concept to these freaking douchebags?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's a common thread there, and
I mean,
it's not
yeah.
good. It's not good. I feel bad. Oh my gosh, wait. Did you see the video of it, like, I think Cruz, like, Jackson and Brittany's kid's birthday was over the weekend?
Oh my God, the cake falling down. Wait,
Oh my
I
gosh.
can't wait to see that on like actual TV because they didn't show it in the last episode, did they?
Well, I think it literally happened last weekend. Like, I don't know if it's going to be in the show. Like, I think it just happened on
Oh.
Saturday.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I need to watch those videos again, but like I was literally dying laughing. There was like a meme that was like, I could watch this 10 times. And it's like, Wait, that kind of reminded me of when I like broke the thing on
The
the
shades, yes. It was the same like comedic timing. If you guys didn't see it,
window.
like Jax and Brittany threw a birthday party for their son Cruz, and there was literally, oh my gosh, it looked like one of those like breakaway tables you see on TV. Like that's what it like the whole scene looked like. It was them like singing happy birthday or like cutting the cake or whatever. I think Brittany was holding Cruz and
Yeah.
Jax was like slightly leaning on the table, and like, there's a big beautiful cake in the middle of the table. And also Cruz kind of kicks the table and Jax leans on the table and just
The
part of the
whole thing
table falls,
falls.
cake slides off, and it's just
The
like,
whole cake slides
oh,
off.
like
The whole
literally,
thing.
I thought it was fake at first.
Dude, that was funny as shit. That was so good.
Can you just imagine what like what happened after that? A Brit like Jax.
Rotten hail. Cakes on the floor.
Oh,
Poor
so
Cruz. Probably
good.
just
So
like
good.
Brittany puts Cruz down and starts eating the cake. I don't know.
Probably.
He's such a cute little
Oh,
man.
so
Good shit.
funny.
I'm glad you're warming up to the show, though. I hope it gets better.
Yeah, likewise for Vanderpump Phil. I'm glad we're coming around.
Also, side note, I love that Luke's German Shepherd's name is Jill. Like this
Oh,
scary,
yeah.
aggressive looking dog, and her name is Jill. Like.
Isn't that what someone said in the show too? This is Luke
Yeah.
from the Valley. Her his dog isn't called Jill.
That was so
Oh my
funny.
gosh. Jill. Yeah, that's
Oh my
hilarious. I love a
gosh.
person's name for a dog. That is just like
I know.
it's not matching up.
I know. Do
Oh, it's
you have any
hilarious.
closing remarks or do you want to do Would You Rather? Do we have enough time?
Do you have any ideas for Would You Rather? It's definitely your turn.
No, it absolutely is. I also gaslit you last episode because I said that it was your turn when it actually wasn't.
No, I know. No, I know. It's fine.
I don't have one. I don't
That's all right. You
know.
know what? We did our BuzzFeed quiz. That's your fun for the day, folks.
Yeah, exactly. We'll change it up. I'll come up with one next episode.
Sure. Our next episode is going to be post Miami Bachelorette, so
Who knows if we'll
I
be
hope you guys
alive,
are
wrecked,
ready.
or.
Stop, don't say that. We're going to
I
survive. We're
hope
just going to
so.
be. Have you done anything to mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually prepare?
Kind of. I went to CVS and bought a lot of medicine, and then I bought. I'm not even kidding. I got ibuprofen, I got emergency, I have liquid IV, I brought Tums. I'm pre physically preparing, okay, and that's mental preparation too.
Yes, totally.
Then I got nail polish because I'm still debating if I want to do what you gave me or if I want to paint. I'm still not sure yet, so I'm gonna figure that out tomorrow. I did get a pedicure yesterday, which was really nice and also
Physical.
kind of relaxing treat. I bought a face mask, which I'll also do tomorrow. Went to the gym. I'm gonna go again tomorrow. How about you?
Wow.
What's your I
That's
guess
great.
that's what I got. What about you? You
Yeah, no,
you lifting, bro? You trying to get shred?
Oh, yeah, it's not, the shred's not shredding. But I'm trying. I'm looking at my suitcase. It's basically packed right now.
Oh my God, you
Must
already
pat myself on the back.
packed.
I've become like a pack for a week ahead of a big trip person just because I don't want to forget anything. And
Oof.
honestly, it's kind of nice. Like, I'll just throw stuff in there. I'm like, oh yeah, I need this, I need this. And then it's like 70 pounds at the end of it, but we'll
You don't like
hopefully
to
won't
pack an
be.
hour before your flight?
No, that's not me.
I don't do
Never
that
been.
anymore.
I'm so glad. That is the
I'll
most stressful, crazy shit I've ever heard in my entire existence. Because it's not for a weekend trip. Like, you did that for a full-on Hong Kong several week trip.
Yeah, I would pack
That's
like literally right before leaving to the
nuts.
airport.
No. That's absolutely. Why would you even do that to yourself?
My brain works so well under pressure. Like, that's when I like perform really well. Like, everything, like, I become laser focused. Everything around me is just like it fades away, and I just go and I do really well. I don't know. But Anyways, I'm not doing that anymore because it is very stressful. It's a high stress, toxic environment that I definitely don't want to do. So I'll pack tomorrow night. But I've been making a checklist and I like bought a bunch of stuff. So I just have to put
Good.
everything in the suitcase and hope for the
Wow.
fucking best.
And isn't that so much easier
It's a
packing an
lot.
hour before?
It's a lot more organized and calmer, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited. I can't wait to take some time off.
Yeah, take some time off, get some sun, hang with the girls. We're gonna have fun.
My mom just sent me a quote by Warren Buffett. She loves to do that.
Oh, that can
She.
be our sign off for the day. What is it?
Oh, okay. my mom's like super obsessed with Instagram now, and she gives me a lot of like insightful like quotes. Ooh, okay,
Oh, she
this
sends them
one.
to you on Instagram?
It's yeah.
Tuesday and people
I
are
love that.
busy.
Can you hear the video or
I think
no?
the words are, I want to
Oh,
do.
wait, this is a long one. We don't have time for this.
We don't have time
I
for
don't have
this.
time to watch all these videos too. She'll send me like six in a row. So we're not gonna end with that because she's so
Just,
funny. She
yeah.
sends me videos which is about either health or about having a good mindset in life or about like how to succeed, or she'll send me dog memes of like dogs in the office, like, and then like the
Oh,
funny ones.
gotta
There's
have
no in
balance.
between. She's an interesting one.
You're so cute.
But that's it for me.
And to end it, we have a quote from Warren Buffett from Google.
What is that?
A simple rule dictates my buying. Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful.
Whoa.
Yeah, think about that. Think about
You want to know what's in my head?
that. What?
Like just nothing. Literally, I don't like
Just
what you're like, think about that. And I'm like, think about what? Like,
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for giggling with us. I'm just kidding. We can't steal their line. No, I'm just kidding.
what? Dude, we're
We're
gonna
stealing
get
Giggly's spot.
sued.
No. No. I know. We basically already ripped off their whole podcast. We can't rip off their slogan too. Thanks for
Thanks
talking,
for
Bravo.
talking with us, talking the 5 minutes of Bravo that we talked.
Sorry we didn't talk more. We will next time, maybe. And if you guys
Yeah.
want any us to talk about anything specifically, DM us on Instagram or message us on TikTok, or can you message? I don't even know. Comment and let us know, and we will address your comments.
Yes, well, pal, always a pleasure. Hope you have a good rest of
You
the
as
evening.
well.
I'll see you in
48 hour,
48
less than
hours, less than 48 hours.
40, I'll say 40-ish
You know,
hours.
like the Jersey Shore people who are just kind of like, it's gonna be me in the airport when you guys show up. I'm already gonna
In
be
our
like two
matching
drinks
t-shirts.
deep in the bar.
I was thinking about having a roadie. That's kind of
Why
crazy.
not? We're on holiday.
We'll see.
They ain't no rules.
I'll see you at the airport going with our
Hell
matching
yeah. You know,
shirts.
you kind of look like one of the Jersey Shore Italians with your like
Oh, with like
white
my
wife
white wife
beater
beater.
and
DJ
the
Pauly D.
hat. Yeah. Whoa, calm down, man. You look too jacked.
Sorry,
You
sorry.
know.
In the gym. Anyway,
All
alrighty.
right, goodbye.
Love ya.